Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Governor Greg Gianforte is speaking out against that new proposal, the ballot initiative that would effectively ban hunting and fishing in Oregon. The governor had already reacted to the news when he first had the story earlier this month, but he doubled down in a video released yesterday on social media.
That's absolutely crazy. Here in Montana, hunting and fishing is integral to our way of life. To all those Oregonians who want to outlaw hunting and fishing, please stay out of Montana.
The governor, an avid hunter himself, warned that if the measure passes, it could eliminate state hunting and fishing licenses and strip away protections for sportsmen, farmers, and ranchers. The proposal, known as Initiative Petition 28, is currently gathering signatures from animal rights advocates in the Beaver State. The man nominated to the new Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service believes it's time for the federal government to settle on a reasonable process for taking grizzly bears off the endangered species list. Kevin Lilly made that observation this week during a hearing of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, where Senator Steve Daines was pressing him for his opinion on delisting the bears and turning management over to the states.
This doesn't work to the benefit of the bear. It doesn't work to the benefit of the American people. These are lengthy, litigious processes in which we've allowed the Endangered Species Act to be weaponized.
I can tell you anecdotally, having done this for a lifetime, I've never seen so many grizzly bears just out this spring and spring bear hunting.
And the Montana Department of Transportation looking for input on a plan to protect state's water quality. MDT has updated its stormwater management program, which aims to reduce the discharge of pollutants from transportation areas like highways and bridges. There's a public comment period that starts on Monday and runs through July 29th. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Are you ready to take